Check, check.
Morning, Tom. You guys going to Cozy Cabin?
Yeah, is that that one at 12 in the Clinder? Yeah, I'm meeting up with Sir Walter at his shop.
Very good. Good morning for it. Nice, crisp, cool morning.
I'll say crisp is about the right word to use.
I'll have to get with Dave and see if I can find some guidance on what we were talking about with the hospital net there. Be interesting if we can get something going before we all start concentrating on the set.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'll just put it out there. And I know, obviously, the weekends are better for you if it's a daytime thing. It's the only thing for you, right? Preferably on, not on call weekend. And then I suppose there might be certain times that in the evening you could meet at a certain place if it all worked out.
Yeah, weekends are easier. And like I said, we can group up and go from there. You know, yourself, myself, and Dave. And then pick a spot and then run the net.
I could be wrong, but I think step one is to make sure the equipment works. I'm not sure exactly where Mike and Dave are on that, but maybe we'll just throw our hat in the ring and say, hey, listen, we're here to help as long as we can get the coordination as far as day and time that works for all of us. But, yeah, I'd be happy to collect you guys up here north, and then we'll meet Mike down at whatever hospital they like and just get it done.
100%. Whatever needs to be done needs to be done. I should study my IS-200 and get that done this weekend.
And once you get to level one, you got to send something in to Dave, don't you? The date, well, we'll know it because they're signing off on it. And then I think that's when the county does the security check now. It looks like he's got that situated after level one is reached, which is a good thing.
Yeah, background checks are no big deal to me by any means.
All right, sounds good. Well, you guys have a good breakfast, and I'm sure we'll talk later. N-A-W-R-O.
Still got 8 minutes to get there. Told him 7:30 at his shop. And I hang out there for a couple minutes, and then he picks me up. So, all right, have a good morning. 73 for now. N-A-W-R-O from KDC.
Are you working a Saturday, Tom?
Come back with that, I missed it.
Are you working on a Saturday or are you just up and about?
No, I mean up with Wally at his shop and then going over to 12 in the Quinder for breakfast with the rest of the gang from Hazel Park, and then back home and do some more studying or whatever else that my wife needs me to do.
What are you studying for?
I had 200 for the rest of my level one search for ARPSC.
Gotcha. All right, just checking. I want to make sure you're not working on a Saturday.
technically I'm on call. So I'm kind of working, but not really.
Yeah, I know how that goes. I'm unfortunately always on call.
Hey, an extra 4.5 hours of overtime at time and a half per week. Not a bad gig. You know, I've been doing it for 20-some-odd years.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you at all.
So, Tommy, you're working today, or are you just up early?
I had to remote into a few machines in the office because there's some people working today, so I had to get everything situated for them, but I'm at home. And I'm on dad duty this weekend, so not doing much.
Your wife's got the morning shift this weekend, eh?
She's working the next 11 weekends.
Oh, she's a busy girl.
Our nanny that we've had for almost 3 years is student teaching for 3 months, and, yeah, so she works every weekend, and I am super dad.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's extra time that you don't get during the week.
Yeah, at first I was kind of bummed about it because it's during hunting season, and then I was like, yeah, you know what? It ain't all that bad. So they're fun. They're a good time. So had to kick my own ass and figure it out. But could be worse things, right?
100%. I mean, next you know, when you blink, they're all grown up, and then they don't need you anymore.
Yep, I know. I see it happening to some older buddies I've got, and I'm not looking forward to those days.
Yep, I'm going through that right now with my oldest. He's going to be 33, and he's got his own life, and we used to be really close. And now I think the girl that he's with, she was sweet. His demeanor kind of changed over the past couple months, and our relationship is a little bit more rocky, I guess you can say.
He'll grow out of that, especially if this is one of his first serious relationships.
It's more or less, you know, he's not the, what is it, the... He's not the favorite child. My daughter is. We've always paid more attention to my daughter and not to him. And you know, this whole rigmarole with this, where she came from a rocky relationship with her parents, and I think she's bleeding that onto him because his whole demeanor has changed. You know, so he says he has to take a step back away from everybody and figure out his relationship with, you know, his girlfriend and her daughter, and he just got a new house, you know, he just bought a house and everything else. So I think he's a little bit lost, but just the way that he's talking to us, he really put a hurt into me, my wife, and his little sister just by the things that he said. So I'm like, okay, if that's the way you feel, I'll support you 100%. You know, if you need us, we're always here, but, you know, we'll take a step back. And that's what we're doing, letting him fly on his own.
How long ago did he move out?
Last July.
Oh, yeah. He's still got a lot of figuring out to do. He'll come around.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm just giving him his space. I mean, just the way he was talking, it was like he wanted me to pity him, and What did I say? I'm trying to figure out the right words here. But acknowledge him for what he does and acknowledge his girlfriend for what she does and this and that, which we did, but apparently it wasn't enough. I'm like, what do you want, a star on the calendar every day when you do something good? And he didn't like hearing that.
How long has he been with this girl?
A year and a half.
Yeah, I'd watch out for that one.
That's what everybody's saying. Got friends and coworkers that don't like her.
Once you said her daughter and everything else, it all kind of came together.
Say that part again, Dakota. I missed it there.
Once you said her daughter, it all kind of came together.
Yeah, her daughter's like 7. And the father's a, he's a putt kind of thing. But, he loves, you know, he cares for the, you know, for his girlfriend and his girlfriend's daughter. They get her every other week kind of thing, and she adores him. But, you know, he used to be really good with his finances, and then they moved in last year, you know, last July together. She wanted all new stuff instead of bargain deals and whatever else, and well, they kind of put a little bit of a financial strap on themselves. I'm not saying anything about it. That's, you know, they made the bed, now they gotta lay in it kind of thing.
What does she do for work?
She was working at Menards, and then she lost her job. She's looking for another job. So she says. And she got mad at us a couple of times. He said that he had all this money and blah, blah, blah. I don't know if she's a gold digger or she just wants this fancy life. And, you know, they argue here and there. But I just take a step back. I'm like, I'm not getting into it.
Sounds like the textbook, take care of someone else's kid. I want a free ride.
Yep, and I can't say anything about it, so just letting it ride. Like I said, this is his life, and this is the way he wants to lead it, and that's all that matters to me. He needs me to talk to, that's about as far as it's going to go. So, got to let him grow up.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. That's unfortunate, but he will figure it out sooner or later.
Absolutely. All right, I'm going to jump while he's waiting for me in his truck. I will talk to you in a bit. KCKQ.
Sounds good, man. Enjoy breakfast. NABBF.
Where are you off to this fine morning, Dakota?
I am sitting at my desk just drinking coffee, so no plans today.
Very good. I'm going to watch the Northwestern football game. There's a chance my nephew might play. They put him on the plane, so we shall see. That's my plan.
Good for him. That's kind of a sweet ride, even though he doesn't play.
Yeah, well, he's a freshman, and he's defense, so, and he's practicing with the ones and twos, and somebody got hurt, so they put him on the plane. So, mommy, daddy, all the family's excited, and the game's going to get carried on ESPN, so we're going to watch it.
Well, that'll be pretty sweet if a freshman gets to make it to TV time.
That's their goal. Tom and I are heading towards the breakfast club. So heard you in there, thought I'd say hi. So other than that, I'll let you go back to doing all the important things like fixing my bill. I'll talk to you later. WABD.
Take it easy, guys. I need DBO.
W-R-O, A-C-A-T-O. Can you out there this morning?
Yeah, Tom, I got you. I couldn't switch over to statewide one quick enough. That's one thing I got to put in the radio, a program button to switch.
I'm going to jump over to tomorrow and see I still have that park on there. That's what Wally and I have been working on past day.
All right, give me just a second to switch over there, but I'll be over there, N-A-W-R-O.
WAD Mobile.
WADD, this is NAWRO.
I'll be right back. I got a phone call.
Copy.
WDAKOL.
WDAKLL, this is NAWRO Richmond. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I didn't catch your call there, but you got Greg here. I'm over off the flip repeater here.
Yeah, Greg, you've got Tim here, Tango India Mike, and call is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I remember you from a few years back on GMRS.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be a few years back, because I started in GMRS in January of this year, so... And punched my technician and general ticket here the last couple months. So yeah, it's made possible we spoke over there, but I'm fairly new.
Yeah, I'm sure I got the time frame wrong. I just remember you talking with Jack a lot back then. And that's kind of what brought me back into the hobby. I got my ticket back in 93, I think it was. But, you know, just kind of came right back in when that GMRS came online. And then it's like, yeah, well, I still have my ticket, so I'll go back over to the other side.
Okay, yeah, roger that. Yeah, I just got started here in the hobby, so having a ball. And doing the HF side, been kind of settled in on that portion of communications. I did the digital side, but I think my heart's more on the HF side, so that's where I'm going.
Oh, now that's interesting because I just got a new DMR radio that I'm testing out, and I'm still a technician after all these years, and I'm okay with it for now, but I'm working with those ARPSC people, and I'm finding that kind of interesting work to do, you know, with the Skywarn and all that.
Oh yeah, yeah. The Skywarn. I think they got us. It's all linked through the Central Michigan Emergency Network. They have a Skywarn net, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm up here by Flint. And they have one up this way as well.
Yeah, you are correct. Every county has its emergency coordinator for their ARPS unit, and. They do. Central Michigan is heavily involved in that with the weather service. And we have our regular Skywarn nets for the membership, and then there's something called a MyCon net that goes direct to the weather service, and only one of the county guys, you know, like Macomb, would be on that to relay any actual needed information, or the other way around, if the weather service wants to know what's happening in a particular part of the county. They'll inquire if any spotter can see anything. It kind of augments their radar, I guess, is what I'm learning. It's interesting stuff. I like it. Of course, the season's winding down now for this year, and it will start again next year.
Yeah, it's definitely getting the fall season here, so I'm thinking we're probably not going to have too much more of that Skywarn activity, which is good, but yeah. So you've been on the digital side a little bit?
Literally just the past few days. So I got this new Kinect Systems radio, and it's I'm using it as a base, but it can go on the mobile as well. And I guess you could say it's a tri-bander, so it does VHF, UHF, and DMR. So brand new to DMR, just getting my feet wet. I'm sure you know Wally out here, and Tom, KCA-KJO, those guys are helping me out on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know Tom and Wally both. You've got some good mentors there for sure. They know what they're doing on that side of things. Yeah, I bought an open spot 4 Pro, and been kind of monitoring the MI5 network a little bit, but there's not a whole lot of activity from what I could tell, but I got it on scan mode, and just playing around with that a little bit, but I haven't really used my digital side that much since I bought the open spot 4 Pro, so like I said, I think my heart's more at the HF, looking at maybe you know, getting a beam up or something like that, my next antenna.
You're talking about HF there, and it's Sunday nights, the state ARPSC, I guess you'd say multicast their HF net on the 7.2 down here. I'm not sure where it would be up there where you're at, but they actually do it on the UMP as well, Mount Clemens. And it's quite interesting hearing an HF signal on VHF, UHF. And you can actually check into the net that way, too. So, but, yeah, you can't miss the HF Sound of an HF signal. It's definitely there.
Seven dot two. I'm not sure. Expound a little bit on that. I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You're not directly here in Macomb. It's 147.2. It is a Central Michigan repeater, but it is also our county ARPSC when it's not in normal use. But then Central Michigan can shut it off the network and isolate it. And then in this case, on Sunday night, or Sunday 5 o'clock, I believe it is, they pipe in the state ARPSC net from the HF frequencies where it originates. But they, I don't know, cross-banded, I guess. You can check in even though, like in myself, I don't have HF privileges, but I can check in that way. I just find that whole thing kind of interesting. I've never saw that before.
Okay, yeah, I think that's Mount Clemens 147.2, if I'm not mistaken. But very good. Yeah, I'll have to look at that on Sunday at 5 o'clock.
All right, Greg. Well, a pleasure having a QSO. I think I'll drop out now and grab a little early lunch, perhaps. This is NAWRO. Again, the name's Tim. And after your final.
Okay, Tim, good chatting with you. Sure, we'll chat again. I hang out here a little bit. But yeah, good chatting with you, and we'll talk again. Any? WRO, WDAKLL, I'll be clear and listening.
WDAKLL, KD8OSD. Hey, Greg, this is Charlie over at Marysville.
Well, hello, Charlie. It's good to hear you on this side. Sounding pretty good. I didn't know you could hit the repeater over there.
Yeah, like I was telling you on the way home the other day, I can hit this one. I'm hitting a Richmond repeater, and that gets me into the FBI link.
Ah, good deal. Yeah, good to hear you over here. Got a beautiful day out there today.
Yeah, I need to get my lazy fanny out of this chair, take the dog for a stroll. Head over to my daughter's, I guess. My granddaughter came home from college. She was gone a week, and she's already come home for the holidays. So I might go over and see how her first week of college went. She started down at Eastern Michigan this year.
Ah, good deal. Yeah, the football season has kicked off, and we like to grill and stuff, but this time of year is great. We do a lot of grilling and partying, watching football.
Yeah, I enjoy the game myself. I'm a huge Wolverine fan, and now I guess I'm an Eagles fan. Little one, she made the cheerleading team, so hopefully we'll catch at least one game on TV. I think I've seen them last year once. Maybe I'll get lucky to be able to spot her on TV. I don't think I'll be allowed to go because Mommy and Daddy will be at every home game, and they have a very needy dog. So she'll be over here hanging out with my dog. They're best of friends. So, but, yeah, I'm looking forward to trying to catch her on TV. Really happy for her. She worked hard for it.
Oh, that's great. Good for you. Yeah, maybe you take those dogs, throw them in a truck or whatever, and take them with you up there.
Yeah, it'd be a better idea to watch it from home. Their dog is, they're both great dogs, don't get me wrong. They're wonderful dogs, very smart. mine's very needy. He likes to sit on the front seat no matter if there's somebody there or not. That's his spot. And the other one, the girl, my daughter's dog, I don't think she could sit still long enough to go around the block, much less a ride down the Ipsy.
Roger that. You say you're over in Marysville, huh?
Yep, yep. I'd say downtown, but every place is downtown in Marysville. We don't really have one. I'm kind of, I guess, northwest corner of it anyway. I'm just about a mile off the freeway.
Oh, okay, yeah, I used to boat over there in Port Huron. Used to keep, there's a little marina called Bridge Harbor Marina there off Water Street exit, off 69. Used to keep the boat there and then go down the Black River and dump out into, what is that, the river there, I got a brain fart, St. Clair River. But, yeah, it's beautiful over there. I think there was a restaurant you used to go to called Junction Buoy, I believe is the name of it. Nice little restaurant in Marysville, right on the river.
You would be correct, Junction Buoy. Nice place, actually, for Marysville, kind of one of them hidden gems. So you get a nice day, you get out on the back deck, watch the boats go by. The only thing is that right across from Marysville is the one of the chemical plants over there and the fueling station. So there's really not a great view if you get higher than the water line, so to speak. But yeah, it's a nice place to eat. Decent food, decent price.
Ah, very good. Yeah, it's been a few years since I've been over there, but I remember eating there and. Good walleye fishing right there in Marysville, too. But, yeah, good deal. Yeah, this weekend's going to be great for boating, and I'm a big salmon fisherman and haven't been out this year, but they're getting them pretty good over in Lake Michigan right now.
I haven't been on the water in, geez, it's been a while. Probably, I don't know. 10 years, actually. I had a boat, had a nice little Lund, 16 and a half foot, took it out there quite a bit, up under the bridge, and walleye fishing north of the bridge, where I had always better luck. And my wife decided she didn't really care much for being on the boat out there. It kind of made her nervous with all the traffic and whatnot. We sold that and bought a camper. And we went camping probably 3 years, and then she decided she didn't like that either. So we sold the camper, and I got no toys, you know. I didn't make out on this at all. But I've been kicking around looking for another boat, maybe for next year. I plan on retiring here in a couple of years, so I'd like to get all my toys and get them all put together before that happens, and then only have maintenance after that. So we'll see. KD8OSD, over to you, Greg.
Yeah, I know what you mean there. Yeah, good deal. That's, what I'm looking for here, too, is what I'm going to do. I just retired last year, and I've been boating all my life, but this is the first year I haven't put my boat in because of medical issues, but... hopefully I get it figured out, I can get the marina to put it in and pull it out for me, and I'm not having to worry about all that, but that's my next transition, I think, with the boating part of it.
Yeah, that sounds like a bummer. So far, I'm a lucky, knock on wood, my health has been hanging in there, but you never know. You just gotta pray and hope everything holds up. Yeah, I'd like to find something, not too big. I mean, I don't want to have to worry about parking it at a marina or nothing, but I've only got a two-wheel drive truck, so it's got to be small enough for me to get in and out of the dock. So I don't know, maybe an 18-footer or something like that, but first I got to talk the boss into it. We already know where I ended up. I got no toys, so maybe it might be just one of them deals where it followed me home, honey.
Yeah, I like that one. Look what followed me home, hon. Yeah, that'd be a good way to get another boat for you there, Charles.
But other than that, like I say, it is a beautiful day out here. Hopefully this weather holds out for the whole weekend. Be a nice way to end the summer with some decent sunshine. And it was a little cool this morning. Yesterday wasn't much warmer. They say this is one of our false falls. I hope so, because I wasn't quite ready for this yet. We had a beautiful day out there, and get this dog out, stroll him, and get him worked out. And then find out what I'm going to do the rest of the day. She's at work today until about 2, I believe she gets off. She works at CVS here in town. And once she gets off, we'll decide what we're going to do the rest of the day.
Roger that. Yeah, it's going to be a good day. I'm just actually getting my second cup of coffee in me here and getting ready to have my breakfast and get my day going. So, good chatting with you there, Charles. I didn't think we would connect over here. I wasn't sure you could reach a repeater, but that's good to hear you over here. Reach out anytime. So, yeah, we'll talk at you later. From, what is it here, KD8OSD, WD8KLL. I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Greg, good talking with you as well. And you enjoy the rest of your day and get that breakfast and last bit of coffee. I think I just finished off this pot, so I'm all wound up and ready to go. So we'll catch you another time, Greg. Take care, 73KD8OSD.
WD8KLL in the mobile.
Peace. Unit C, monitoring Alpha Charlie, Foxtrot Juliet.
Somebody's got ARPS enabled on the radio, KKKKO.
Amateur radio user, APRS does not work on repeaters. Please check your radio and make sure APRS beacon off.
Wilson.
KF Ada. Victor Echo 7, Tango, Tango, India, Bordeaux, Whiskey.
W8APP monitoring.
W8AW.
This is
that last call.
Quite noisy old man, couldn't quite pull you out.
Here, yeah, it's running mobile here, and just don't know how well I'm hitting the repeater from where I'm at. Name here is Anthony, call us again, Whiskey 8, Alpha, Papa, Papa.
Okay, Anthony, Alpha, Papa, Papa, Whiskey 8, good afternoon, call here is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot United, and you're doing better now. I don't know where here is or what repeater you're on. I am in Warren. I'm currently mobile on 696 and, oh, maybe a couple of miles from the repeater, so I should be in pretty good. Which repeater are you on, and how far do you presume you are from it?
Yeah, I'm in Commerce Township, and so I'm not sure what Peter I'm on, to be honest with you right now. I'm coming in from Rose Township, so we recently purchased a place out there. We're in the process of moving, and I was out there doing some work today, so getting the place ready and moving things over. So on the way back to current homestead, and gonna keep getting things ready to complete the year.
All righty, well, congratulations on the move, and I'm gonna guess you're either on the 442.500 or the 442.175. It'd be my guess. Either one of those is going to be a pretty good trip for you, but they're about the only ones you're likely hitting from out there, so stands to reason. And of course, a lot has to do with your actual mobile configuration, you know, rubber duck, outside antenna, et cetera, et cetera. So I hope the move is everything you wanted, found the place. I know the market's been tough the last several years.
Yeah, it has been tough. We've been looking in October, it would have been a year. And we've been, you know, putting it into some place to just, I mean, it's like some of these homes have been selling 50 or 60K over asking and just filling stuff. Yeah, this one kind of worked itself out. It was interesting. My wife and our youngest child, they were in Mexico on a mission trip. They were actually building a new home for a family there. And while they were there, I bought the house. It's kind of crazy.
All right, you got a little rough right as I think the meat of the, I heard they were in Mexico on a mission building a house, and then I didn't catch, I think, the delivery where you were going to say the part, but so you can give it a try again, but you were a little rough at the very end of that last one.
After that, I think I just might be getting out of range here. That's something new for me when I move out to the new area. I'm going to have to reset up the radios for repeaters that are a little bit closer. So all in my spare time. It'll I'm at Duck Lake Road and Commerce, so I can see a little bit of steel rip.
Yeah, it's all Greek to me, Anthony. I know where that. I know it's out that way, but you start naming roads, I'm clueless. So, but well, you'll figure it out. We've got some repeaters that service out that way, kind of, sorta. So hopefully you figure out what works for you. And of course, you can always invest in an All-Star node. The world will be your oyster.
copy of that. Well, what I typically do is I'll go into repeater book based upon my location, and I'll start logging them from closest to furthest distance and program accordingly, and usually works out pretty good. But yeah, that'll come. I gotta work now on getting moved. So the big push will be on the 13th. We're having a whole bunch of friends from our church come in to help us move. And just getting the other things done with the new place and getting the old place ready for listing. So it's all good. This is T-Base APP, and I'll send it back to you.
Okay, Anthony, well, you're not sounding bad. You know, there's bacon fry, and it's just every once in a while you dip. But I know there's a lot of hills when you start to get up that way, so maybe you're just dipping down in a low spot or something like that. So when you have more time, you can figure out what works or what doesn't. There's, like I said, a few repeaters on this system, you know, being out that way that you may or may not be able to make. Not a strong area for us. It's a little bit of we got stuff north of there, east of there, south of there, kind of. Yeah, they're all east, somewhat. So, but, you know, just the way it works out. All right, I am coming up on my destination here. I got to tend to something. Be back out here on the road in a little bit. I'll toss my call out if you're still about. But good luck with the move. Sounds good. I hope it all works out smoothly for you. W8APP from W8FU. Again, Sean.
Sean, nice connecting with you, sir. I'm over at my current CTA. Just got another mile to go, and I'll be there. So I'll see you soon as well. Hopefully we'll connect again sometime. This is W8APP, and I'm clear.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, babe. Yeah, I see.
Hello, Jack-o'-lantern. How are you?
Oh, very good. Sounding good.
Yeah, I'm over here in St. Clair Shores, 10 Mile and Harper. And I'm on the Detroit repeater, TJ's machine, so... There you have it, running about, I don't know what I'm running, probably about 35 watts in a quarter wave antenna.
It's sounding good, except a couple of cracklings. I'm on the warning repeater.
Let me switch to that and see if you hear that interference we were hearing the other day. WF. All right, I'm over on warning. Are you hearing that interference we were hearing the other day, Jack?
Give me a con 5.
Okay, yeah, if you remember correctly, it was like a buzzing. It sounded like a fan noise or something, and just curious if it's there with me now. We're running low power over here, like I said, in the shores. Well, it's hard to say whether you hear it or not. Anyhow, by now you would have noticed.
Well, I don't hear it anymore, Sean.
All right, well, that plays into my theory that it's the power crew that's working on the site. That's my theory, and this supports it because they're not working today.
Are you on Warren or Peter?
Yes, I am.
Well, that sounds better from where you were. It was a couple of, now this one, it doesn't have no cracklings and nothing.
You say I'm sounding better here than where I was?
Oh, yeah, better. But that, the crackling is still there. A couple of them, not a lot of them. The other one was a lot of them out there.
Yeah, radio hates that area. And I don't blame radio, but radio hates that basic area. I'm trying to fix that. I've always had trouble poking in. I used to work right there. And it's just not a very convenient area for radio. But I'm getting closer and closer to Warren, so I should be good here. Man, I need my sunglasses. Sun is torching.
Well, this time of day, the sun come down. This morning it was bad. I couldn't see nothing this morning when I got out of the house.
You know, that's when you can tell your windows are dirty, when you're riding into the sun like that, or when you're driving in the headlights at night. So, I got to get this thing in and get it detailed. Jack, you got a good place where they do a really, really professional good job on your car cleaning it up?
Oh, I don't know, Sean. I haven't tried. There was a new one right now, John R., and I believe 12 Mile. They just opened this one. I have not been in there.
I think you might be thinking 12 Mile and Stevenson. Nothing new at 12 and John R. Oh, wait, no, you're right. There might be one at 12 and John R. now that I think of it. Yeah. They might have built one there. There's also a new one at 12 and Stevenson, though. One of the Jacks. And then that new one is at 12 and John R. But I'm looking for the kind where, you know, they do it by hand and they really get in there with a toothbrush and detail it, they call it. I think they call it detailing.
No, I don't know if they do that yet or not. I have not asked them. You know, they just opened up not even a week. That's why. But usually Jack does all that work. The one on Telegraph and 12.
Yeah, it's too far for me. So I'll find someplace. I just got to start inquiring, looking for a place that can really detail. They're out there. Spend a few bills, but I'm planning on keeping this car until the wheels fall off, so I want to stay on top of it.
Well, sometimes you can do it, sometimes you can't do it. I usually lease my cars and trucks 3 years, 2 years, and give them back.
Yeah, up till this car, that's what we did. I can't remember before this one, the last time we bought a car, and we were leasing them, and it always worked out for us. You know, we have a new set of wheels every 2-3 years, and, you know, because I grow tired of stuff, so that was nice. But you couldn't lease it. When I got this thing, there were no cars to be leased. Hell, there were barely any cars to buy. It was at the height of that, you know, that period there where you just couldn't get nothing. And I had to do something. I had a lease turn in that I bought my lease, and then I turned around and sold it. I made a lot of money turning over my lease. And then, but I couldn't find a car. I was getting kind of desperate. This thing popped up. And it turns out this thing's perfect. You know, it's just exactly what we need. You know, it's not my perfect car. It's not, it's not the fanciest or the most, this or that or anything. But, you know what, it's just right. With the 2-inch towing package and 3,500 towing capacity, I bought a utility trailer. So now, you know, I can haul anything I need around, and it's a lot easier than it is with a pickup truck, so this combo works a lot better for us. I didn't realize how good that combo would be compared to a pickup. If you're just looking for the utility of it all.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people made a lot of money after the pandemic. because they start selling, especially those pickup trucks. A lot of them made at least about $10,000 each one.
You know, the problem is the secondary car market is now taking the hit. You know, the new car market was taking the hit 2 to 3 years ago, and now the secondary car market, those really nice, you know, cars coming off lease, all the cars you couldn't buy 2 or 3 years ago are not available now. So, you know, and then so this whole shortage, car shortage that we suffered, it's going to take a while to work its way through the system. And, you know, my son is in that position right now. He needs to find a nice car coming off lease. That's about where he's at right now, financially and whatnot. He's just a little shy getting what he wants new. And he wants more than, you know, something that's, you know, getting long in the tooth. He's perfect candidate right now for a car coming off lease with low miles, but they just aren't there.
Oh, yeah, you're right, but maybe start looking next week, because September is next week, or, you know, a couple of days, whatever, and that's when the car starts really, you know, the lease coming back. All those leases, they're going to come back in September.
Well, I did not know that, Jack. I didn't know that there was a particular time where the leases got turned in. So I'll tell him to keep his eyes peeled. You know, he's got a little bit of money set aside, and he's looking, so he's ready. All right, anyhow, I'm making the final approach here. I'm going to focus on getting parked and getting in the house with the goodies. We'll catch you later. KF8DRC from W8FU after yours.
John, good talking to you. Take care. W8FU, KF8DRC.
Hello, BB.